Okay, hi everybody. This is Danny Johnson, and we want to welcome you to our Monday night live conference call. I'm talking to you from Northern California. It is a beautiful, beautiful 7 o'clock in the evening, beautiful blue skies, typical spring to opening up summer weather. And for those of you, this is your very first time on this call, we absolutely want to welcome you to our website. You can go to www.dannyjohnson.com, which is D-A-N-I Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. .com. And if you have access to the internet while talking to me, I would highly recommend that just go over to your computer, go ahead and pull it up right now, because I will be referring to different places on there. There's actually information on that site to be able to help you make money from that free website. And I know that part of the reason why you're on this call is because you want to increase your income, and that website is absolutely ready and available for you to be able to turn that website into dollars instantaneously. And so go ahead and pull that up now. It's DaniJohnson.com. And start to get familiar with it. The first page on there is a free membership page. Just go ahead and fill out that registration form, and then it'll give you access to over 30 hours of free training and equipping for your personal, for your professional life. Every area of your life, you're going to be able to pull things from that website to be able to help life become a little easier, make more money with less time. My name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was an uneducated 19-year-old female who grew up in a very abusive home. My mom and dad were both drug addicts, and my father was violent. And I grew up believing that I was never going to amount to anything, feeling like I couldn't do anything right, and that why should I even try? I was not a risk taker, certainly not somebody that had any big dreams by any stretch of the imagination. Heard about getting started in business for myself, and it took me a couple months to get the courage to get started because I truly believed that I was going to fail. Once I did get started, my first 6 months, I did exactly that. I failed. I talked to hundreds of people and got absolutely nowhere. Following a training seminar that was too expensive and was not the best timing for me, I certainly could not afford to go, especially after 6 months of no job and totally living off of my credit cards to build my business that had no check. After that 6 month period and heard about that seminar, and I had every excuse in the book not to go. I went anyway, came out, made $4,000 in 8 days, went on to making $51,000 in just a few short months following that very first training seminar. I plugged into a seminar every 2 to 4 weeks, and that truly was the key to me learning at a very accelerated rate and therefore building up my check to $21,000, which was a mind blower. It was the month I turned 21. I went on to want to complete the rest of my life. I got married on a whim, and the man that I married had a different idea for marriage. He actually drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt and $2.03 to my name. Wound up completely homeless, destitute, living in public places, showering in public places, and everything that I owned was in the back of my car. It was a devastating time in my life. Depression obviously set in. I was completely oppressed. I was feeling full of despair, really suicidal, and not seeing a way out of this big, huge debt that I was in with no money coming in. After several weeks of being homeless, I decided to get out of the funk that I was in, and I started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth. Made $2,000 the first 10 hours. Then $6,500 the next 30 hours, $10,000 my first month, first full-time month, and by the end of my first year, made $250,000, and then went on to make my first million the next year, being at 23 years of age, became a millionaire for the first time. Since then, I've been in the industry of helping people make money for a very long time. I'm a mother. I have 5 children. I met my husband through this industry. He and I have been business partners for the last 15 years. And we have literally done training seminars for the last 15 years helping people tremendously change every single part of their life. That not only finances, but helping them to become better parents. In fact, we just finished a conference call at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That call was recorded, will be on our website tomorrow, and this call is also being recorded. But as far as grooming the next generation for success, that call will be available on the website. It's in the Christian-based training series at the very bottom of the members area. If you want any kind of tips at all, I'll give 7 specific directions, a little bit of information on each one of those. It's about an hour long of information, and it will help you to groom your kids for success. There's less information about parenting, but there's not any bit of information about grooming your kids for success. That's a specific thing that I believe is important to do. And I'm a mom of five. I got a grandbaby and another grandbaby on the way. So all I know is we've got a little bit of experience with raising kids. We're not certainly experts, but at least there's some help to help things become easier and also starting to plant things for the future for your kids. So that's available on that website. That right there, that call alone is worth the, well, actually, there is no fee to get in, but it's worth filling out the form for sure. But anyway, we've been doing that for years, training and equipping people. We've helped people go from absolutely nothing, in fact, go below nothing in debt to generating a six- and seven-figure income. We've watched people who were failing miserably in business then go out and generate six figures inside of 6 months. And so I don't know who you are or where you come from. All I do know is that it's certainly possible from where it is that you're starting to be able to do the things that others have done before you. And tonight, you know what? It's the first call for June. It's June 5th. And so last month, at the beginning of May, I asked you, how are you going to end the month of May? What are you going to decide to do for that month? Well, I'm asking the same question. What is June going to look like for you? For some people, unfortunately, who are not totally committed to their businesses and committed to their careers or committed to a profession, they're going to use the summer months as a great excuse not to go to work. They're going to use the summer months as a great excuse for distractions, and therefore their checks are clearly going to emulate that. But there is a little remnant, a breed of people that are seeing an opportunity that is knocking very softly, and they're watching the rest of the pack going in one direction going, this looks like a good time for harvest time. And that's what I'm looking for. That's who's on the call right now with me right now. You are obviously that remnant that is looking for something. So I've got a talk for you, and we're going to cut this call a little shorter than normal, because I want to put you guys to work. That's my main focus for tonight, is what is June going to be for you? June's going to come, and it's going to go. That's the facts. We're already 5 days into it that have already passed by. So what do you want it to be? When we end the month of June, either it's going to be that you found a whole lot of excuses not to build your business, either you found a whole bunch of excuses not to rise up and get promoted in your job, either you found a bunch of excuses to play and drama to focus on or whatever, or you're using, you know, it must be the leads is why. You know, people aren't really looking for an opportunity. There's still 25 to 30,000 people every day looking for a home-based business. There's still plenty of people looking. It doesn't matter what field you're coming from. You might be in real estate. You might be in mortgage banking. You may be a doctor. You may be a lawyer. You may be a judge. You may be here for a lot of different reasons, and I know there's a bunch of you that are in a home-based business that are here. Now is harvest time. Now is the time to be looking for that business that is sitting there. The low-hanging fruit is on the trees right now, and there's only a very small group of people that actually have the eyes to see the fruit hanging low on the tree, and those are the ones that I want to help raise up for the month of June. We're going to have some records set here in the month of June. For some of you, you're going to make the decision that June's going to be the best month of your entire career. It's going to be the best month of your entire profession. It's going to be the best month you've ever experienced in all of your business history, and that will be merely by a choice. Now, here's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. You have already, the fact that you're on this call right now, you've already been set apart by establishing yourself in business, by establishing yourself on this call. You see, even the coworkers that you work with inside your job, because I know there's many of you that are not in a home-based business, and those of you that are, this applies to as well. But for those of you that, let's say that you are in a job, and you're on this call to learn how you can grow in your profession and get better and earn some more skills so that you can earn some more money at what you're doing, and for you to be the one that's singled out to be promoted among anybody else. Now, here's what I know. The fact that you're on this call at 10 o'clock Eastern time, 12 o'clock Australian time, 7 o'clock California time, the fact that you are on the call shows that you are a different breed of people, that you're a different breed of people. You have proven yourself because you are looking to advance yourself. You've proven yourself to be unique and authentic and different because you're here. 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock, high noon in Australia. That's who you are. And so you've already proven to yourself that you have self-motivation, that you have determination, that you've got direction, that you've got initiative, that you've got achievement in your blood, and that you are persistent because you're going against what everybody else is doing. Everybody else is sitting on in front of the television in their lazy boy chairs with a stinking remote control in their hand, you know, looking to be mesmerized by the media into straight mediocrity. Did I say that? I did. They're looking to be mesmerized by the media for mediocrity, because that's all the media is going to mesmerize you for, is for mediocrity. And so you've already shown yourself to be set apart, to be different, to be unique, to be authentic, with self-motivation to pick up the phone and to get on the call with me right now. You've already shown yourself to have determination to fight against the outside influences, all the distractions that are out there. You say, no way, 7 o'clock, California time, this is where I will be. You've got direction in your life because you are pursuing advancement. You're pursuing growing. You're pursuing gaining. You're pursuing getting better. You're pursuing growing and gaining with less time, making more money. And so that's in you. You're showing that you've got initiative. I'm telling you, you are not going to succeed without initiative. And the fact that you're here with me right now proves that you've got initiative. And so here's the deal. June, that's what it's going to take. It's going to take initiative, self-motivation, determination. It's going to take direction. It's going to take setting a goal and achieving it. It's going to take persistence when you feel like it's not going to happen. That's what it's going to take, clearly. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to know, and even say this to yourself, that you have gone against the grain, that you've set yourself apart from the rest of the pack. And let me tell you what that's a sign of. That's a sign of an authentic leader. That's what it is. It's a sign of an authentic leader, that you have natural born talents, gifts, and desires, that you have these things. It is in you. The proof is right here. The proof is many of you, thousands of you, in fact, have gone to First Steps to Success. Thousands of you have come back to First Steps to Success month after month. Hundreds, actually thousands now, of you have gone through Creating a Dynasty, which we just finished a week ago. That's amazing. That shows that you have the signs of an authentic leader. You have a sign of authentic leadership in you, an authentic leader that has talents, gifts, and desires. And I believe that when you were designed, now there's a book out there called Wild at Heart by John Eldridge, phenomenal book, that put it into amazing words. I used to say it in a whole lot more words than what he said it down to these three things: desire, design, and destiny. These are important things for you to understand. You see, you're here in your business or in your career because you've got talents, you've got gifts, and you've got desires. You're involved in what you're involved in right now because you have talents, you have gifts, and you have desires. Whether that is what you're involved in is as a profession, is a job, is a career, or it is a business, or it is the full-time profession of raising and training and grooming up the next generation that you've given birth to in your own home. It proves that you've set yourself apart. It proves that there's special talents, gifts, and desires, even though you don't believe it, but here's the truth. The truth is that when the desires that are in you, the desire to be on this call, the desire for those of the thousands of you that have gone through First Steps to Success and the thousands of you that have gone through Creating a Dynasty, that it shows that there's a desire in you that wants to succeed. There's something in you that doesn't want to be bound by debt. There's something in you that doesn't want to settle for less. There's something in you that doesn't want to give in and give up. There's something in you that wants to help other nations and wants to help the children that are a part of the sex trade in Thailand and in Africa and Jamaica. That there's something in you that wants to help the homeless and the poor and the needy and the widow. That there's something in you that has to get out there and make a difference, either scientifically or with discovering cures or inventing things that help make impact, bringing water supplies into areas where there seems to be nothing but contaminated water. There's a desire in you. Maybe that desire is to teach kids or to teach adults. Whatever it is, there is a desire in you, and I promise you that your gifting and your talent supports the desire. And here's the truth. The truth is, because the fact is that when we look at everything else that has been designed, when you look at, for example, the design of an eagle, the design of the eagle has wings, and wings that were designed to soar higher than any other bird. And that design without the desire to fly and to soar is useless. And so here's the truth. The truth is that there was a desire planted in you to succeed at whatever it is that is in your heart to succeed, whatever God, I believe, planted in your heart to succeed in. And you were designed for it. You were designed with specific talents and gifting to be able to achieve it. And the proof is that is your destiny. And so an eagle was designed to soar. It has a desire to soar, and therefore the destiny of the eagle is to soar. And that is definitely who you are. You're showing it already. The fruit is already there to show that you have a desire to do something great, to do something better, to do something different. There's that cry inside of your very soul that says there has to be more to life than this. There has to be more to life than struggling financially and week to week with a paycheck. There has to be more than being frustrated in a business. There has to be more than just going through status quo. There has to be more to this life than what I'm living. That is what's in you. And see, some of you have a desire to sing. You have a desire to write. You have a desire to be a scientist, an inventor, a teacher, a doctor, a nurse, a politician, a pastor, a missionary, a mom or a dad, a business owner, an actor, an actress. I don't know what your desire is, but I do know this, that you have one. That I know. That I know. I also know that that desire was planted in you and that you were designed with that desire in mind, and that there is a destiny for you. There is a destiny for you. And that destiny may be the very thing that you're dreaming about, the very thing that you're trying to walk away from, that very thing that you're trying to hide from, that very thing that you've been trying to suppress for so many years as you've been seeking security. I've got to tell you, friends, there is nothing called security on this planet. Nothing. No marriage is secure. No family is secure. No job is secure. No government is secure. No program is secure. No school is secure. There's nothing that is secure. Nothing. And if that's what we are chasing, you're chasing a fantasy. And the only thing on the other side of a fantasy is poverty. The truth is this. We get a day. That day is today. Either we're going to live it to the fullest or we're not. Either we're going to do it reaching for what's in the desires of our hearts, or we're going to sit back settling for mediocrity. That choice is yours. So please, I beg you, don't settle for less. Don't settle for the norm. Don't go for the average. Don't go for what everybody else can do. Go for the top. Only 2% of the population are reaching up there. Only 2% of the population is reaching for the top. That means 98% of the population is not even trying. So therefore, there is no competition. There's no competition at the top. So I say, reach for it. Quit going for the average. Quit going for small. It's time to think bigger, to act bigger, to walk bigger, to talk bigger, to reach for bigger. You're never going to get to bigger and better if you don't start aligning your mind, aligning your mouth, and aligning the influences in your life to reach for bigger. That's the truth. So you have to start now. Start walking towards what's in your heart to do. Start walking towards whatever it is that you can be trusted with now, you will be trusted then with more. So, for example, if it's a business that you have a desire to succeed in, if you start walking towards that now as though you know that the destiny of that business is millions of dollars in revenue, that if your desire is that you're in a business because you want to help affect communities, because you've got a passion for those AIDS babies that are dying, because you've got a passion for the poor and the needy, or because you have a passion for the biggest house on the block, whatever it is that the passion is that's in you, or you've got a passion for the fastest car, whatever it is that passion is, I'm saying start walking towards what's in your heart to do. Because whatever you can be trusted with now, you'll be given more. It's a privilege to do what's in your heart to do. It's a privilege to love what you do. And so if you've got something in your heart to do, you start walking towards it, I promise you, you'll be given more of it. That's how it works. So, and here's what I know. You can learn to do absolutely anything that you have proven. You've already proven it, that you can learn to do anything. And here's the proof. How did you learn how to talk? How did you learn how to walk? How did you learn to feed yourself? How did you learn to do this? How did you learn to go through school? We can learn to do absolutely anything. The problem with most of us, most 98% of the population, is they haven't learned to do another thing. They haven't learned to do something new. For some reason, the society that we are conditioned by conditions us to have to say that we're the best and we need no help. I'm telling you, that's a lie from the pit of hell. The truth is if we position ourselves in a learning position, that we will submit ourselves to others to learn what they have done, learn the secrets to what they have accomplished, learn the skill that they have built up for themselves. When you position yourself to learn, to grow, to gain, then you'll get those things. So I say choose to do something great with your life. Choose to do something great. There's so many other people not choosing, and they're winding up with whatever they wind up with. So make the choice that if you can learn to do anything, learn to do something great. Learn how to get great at prospecting. Learn how to get great with closing. Learn how to get great with presenting. Learn how to get great with communicating with other people. Learn how to get great with motivating people. Learn how to get great with driving a sales force. Learn how to get great with selling a vision. Learn how to get great with surrounding yourself with people who are better than you. Learn how to get great with problem solving. Learn how to get great with training up the next generation. Learn how to get great with driving and multiplying business after business after business. Learn how to do something great with your life. And that is a skill. That is a skill. You learn to master something. You learn that greatness doesn't come by chance. It doesn't come by luck. Greatness comes because you diligently walk towards it. Because you diligently surround yourself with other people that are great at what they do, which is hugely important. The fact is that we are a product of our environment. We're a clear product of our environment, and we can choose the environment in which we put ourselves in. So if you want to choose to do something great with your business, do something great with your life, to get great at the different functions in your careers or your profession, if you're going to choose greatness, then here's the deal. Then you must choose the right environment that pulls the greatness out of you. Did you hear me? That pulls the greatness out of you, that pulls the best out of you. You need to find people that are doing what is in your heart to do and drill them with questions. You need to surround yourself with people that are doing something great, and therefore that will pull the greatness out of you. Now here's what's sad, and it breaks my heart every month, man. It breaks my heart. I see people every day, literally. Influences and environment determine everything in your life. They clearly determine everything. When I first got started in my business, I was surrounded by people that were unfocused, focused on the business, but not focused on production. Did you hear me? Focused on the business, but not focused on production. The environment that I was birthed in my business was a focus of learning the products. Was a focus of learning in the compensation structure, a focus of learning the presentation so that we could do the best presentation, and we had all the knowledge on our products and services, that we had all the knowledge about the company and the compensation structure. We knew the thing inside and out. We didn't make a dime knowing any of that. The environment in which I was birthed in my business was a bunch of people with a whole lot of activity and zero productivity. Be careful who you surround yourself with. Influence determines everything. There's so many people out there that want to be successful, but they surround themselves with compromising influences. Do you have compromising influences in your life? Listen, you're on this call to be stretched. You're on this call for the best to be pulled out in you. If you get uncomfortable while you're on the call with me, good. I'm glad. Because you cannot succeed in a comfort zone. You cannot grow in a comfort zone. You cannot rise to the top in a comfort zone. A comfort zone is a false sense of security. Is it really comfortable? No. A comfort zone is filled with debt, filled with being in a false sense of satisfaction. There's no growth. There's no risk. There's no growing at all. So do you have compromise in your life? Is there a place of compromise? Is there a place where you're saying, yes, Danny, I want to succeed. I want to grow. I want to gain. I want to do these things. But you got compromising influences in your life. What are some compromising influences? Well, television is a compromising influence in your life. Entertainment can be a compromising influence in your life. Drama can be a compromising influence in your life, meaning gossip, that you hear something and you got to run all over that thing. And then you got to tell everybody else about that thing. Do you have gossip and drama as a compromise in your life? Are you surrounding yourself and hanging out with people that are compromised themselves? Are you surrounding yourself with people that are going nowhere, that are doing nothing, that have settled in to mediocrity, who have given up and given in? that their biggest goal in life is retirement. Oh, God help us all. That are you surrounding yourself with people that their biggest goal is retirement? That's the biggest goal in somebody's life. There is a problem. That problem is a lack of purpose. That problem is a lack of purpose. If the biggest goal in your life and in my life is retirement, guess what? That is nothing but self-serving. Oh, no, Danny, what I'm going to do in retirement, yeah, that's what we all say. But the reality is, it doesn't happen. So, compromising influence. Do you have a compromising influence of lazy people around you? Do you have compromising influences of people that are activity-minded instead of productivity-minded? Now, I know that some of you, and I heard a lady on the last call, you know, once you've gone through first steps, like the one that's taking place in Virginia next weekend, and then, you know, Dynasty, like we've got coming up in December, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of December, you know what? When you come out of those scenarios and you've spent time around winners and you've spent time around people who are reaching for greatness and you've spent time with people that are doing something purposeful with their lives and you go home to your center of influence and they don't have it yet, here's what you must do. You must rise up to a different level of leadership, and that is you accept people right where they're at. And because they choose to believe what they believe doesn't mean you have to choose to believe what they believe. Just because they're not striving for what you're striving for, you need to accept them for where they're at and who they are. They've not come to that revelation yet that they weren't put on this planet just to retire. They haven't come to that revelation yet that there really is purpose for life and that life is not just to serve thyself. But there's something greater out there to do. There's a greater cause. There's a greater impact. There's a greater impact than just being debt-free. Maybe the impact of sowing that into your children and teaching them how to be debt-free. They haven't come to that place of revelation yet. And that's okay. You love them where they're at. You accept them for where they're at. And you do whatever you have to spend the least amount of time with them as possible. Clearly. But what if it's my husband? You love him through it. You start speaking life to him. You start searching for what his dreams are within him or her. You start doing that. And what you will find, as you'll start to birth dreams in them. And meanwhile, while that's your influence, you make sure that you are constantly having other influences poured into you via videos. I remember this one particular season where I wanted to break this bad streak that I was under, and I went to my training center and I watched 1 hour a day on television of training. And that's what we have just supplied for you guys, a brand new DVD release. The dynamic duplication, it's 6 hours, 6 DVDs of amazing equipping and training. You make sure that you're watching that each and every day. Then you're pouring the influence into you. You're directing the influence. Therefore, you're changing your own personal environment. And you have complete control over that. And so find ways to influence yourself instead of being influenced by default. And that's what happens to a lot of people, is that we wind up being influenced by default. We're influenced by default in our jobs. We're influenced by default in our spouses. We're influenced by default in our friends. We're influenced by default in our families. We're influenced by default in the people that we work with in our businesses that are activity-minded instead of productivity-minded. It just takes one person to rise up and lead by directing the environment in which you're going to live in. And that really is completely up to you. Please step up. You've already shown signs that you can. You're on this call with me. You've already shown signs that you can. You've been to First Steps. You've already shown signs that you can. You've been to Dynasty. You've already shown signs that you can. You already own the DVD, or you own the Prospecting Close Your Way to Million series, or you own North Carolina and the Script Book. If you've made steps in that direction, then that means that you have the ability to step up and lead. You have the ability to make a decision that's better for your future. You already have it within you. Now let's take the second step, and that's consistently pour into you daily. Consistently pouring into the environment of your own brain daily. You can do that. Be a sponge. Be coachable. Never stop learning. And by the way, there will be people that will try to get you off track, to get you to go down a path of mediocrity, to get you to go down a path of destruction. And I'm telling you something right now, brothers and sisters, those paths are not for you. Those paths have the potential to annihilate your future. Those paths are not your destiny. Mediocrity and destruction is not your destiny. So you must do whatever it takes to control your personal environment. That personal environment is your eyes and your ears and your mouth. You want to win and you want people to win around you, then you must begin to use and to take advantage of tools that are out there that will influence you for the better. What kind of tools, Danny? We get that question all the time. You know what? I could go on and on and on right here. And the reason is this. I see it happen all the time. If you look at your own personal life, I want you to look at the times where you've done your best is when you were pushed by somebody else to do your best. If you look in your life and you look at the times where you were the happiest, it is because you were surrounded by happier people. If you look at the times where you felt like you were the sharpest, that you were the most directed, it's because you were surrounded by people that directed. If you look at the times where you've grown the most, have achieved the most, it's because you were in an environment that caused that to happen within you. Birds of a feather flock together. So that choice is yours. This is why when I first, you know, my first 6 months, I failed so miserably. And then when I went to that very first training seminar, holy smokes, those 2 days of being surrounded by people that were focused, surrounded by people that were building their business professionally, surrounded by people that were eager, that had a strong desire, who were passionate and going forward. That impacted me so much that 2 weeks later, I went back again. I went back again because I noticed for myself with all the years of bad influences, all the years of bad environments, all the years of conditioning to be mediocre by the media, all the years of me submitting to people and things and issues that got me absolutely nowhere, all the years of accepting mediocrity and average, all the years of not dreaming and thinking that I could, all those years of all that conditioning, all that training for all that time, 20 years of it, to then 2 days of being in an environment of the exact opposite absolutely impacted me. Why did I keep going back? Because I wanted to continue to grow in the right direction. The bottom line is this. I mean, wouldn't it be awesome if we could just all hang out together every day? Not possible. We do have to come home and go to work. There's no question about that. So this is what you do. This is what I did, and I hope to get this through you. I made myself watch DVDs. They were videos back then. I watched videos an hour a day. I used to listen to audios all the other hours of the day. Even while I was working, I had the audios playing in the background. In the shower, I'm listening to audios. I'm in the car, I'm listening to audios, making sure that I am controlling what is conditioning me, making sure that I am creating my own environment of who I'm going to be. Why? Because, folks, let's face it, 98% of the population isn't trying. They're not even going for it. They're not even heading in the right direction. They're all drones. It's sad. Drones just making it through life. Drones just in the easy chair. Drones. Oh, gosh, man, it makes my heart sink every time I'm in a restaurant. I hear a conversation behind me, a conversation about stupid things. I was in Baskin-Robbins, in fact, just yesterday, listening to this. Oh, you know, our TiVo, we wound up TiVo in this program and that program, and we just had a great time watching that program. I'm like, oh, my gosh, no way. Gosh. What are we doing with our lives? Who are we becoming? Who are we helping to become? That's sad. So understand, there are outside influences all around you that lead to mediocrity and destruction. You have to make a conscious choice. And I know it's in you. I know it's in you because you have already made a choice to step up. You've already made a choice to do something different, being on the call, being at First Steps. I know for all of you that own the DVDs, you're watching them daily. Those of you that have Prospect and Closure Rate of Millions, you're doing that daily. Why? Because you're growing. You're advancing yourself. So it's in you. But Danny, I'm not seeing the kind of results that I want yet. I know there's some of you that don't have the results that you've seen some of our other clients get. I know it's okay. Guess what? You're heading in the right direction. At least heading in the right direction is better than going in the wrong direction. Even if it's a baby step in the right direction, is leaps and bounds ahead of going big steps in the wrong direction. Do you understand me? Something, walking towards something is better than standing for nothing. Do you understand? That's what's important. That's what has to happen. So We know that your destiny is revealed by your desire. And your desire is to succeed. Your desire is to be set apart. You've already proven that you have fruit of that happening. So just believe and know that your destiny is what your desire is. So here's what we need. We need a remnant. We need a remnant from you that are on this call. We need a remnant of people that are plugging in to these training calls weekly. We need a remnant of people, of entrepreneurs. We need a remnant of men and women, young and mature, that want to go out and live the rest of their lives on this planet to the fullest. We need a remnant of people who are willing to commit to succeeding and commit to leading and commit to feeding the next generation to succeed and lead. We need that remnant who will work with diligence, that will work with excellence, that will work with persistence. We need a remnant who will stand for something great instead of falling for something stupid. I believe wholeheartedly that that remnant is you. I believe that that remnant is you because of what I've just talked to you about. I believe that if you never give up on your dreams, that if you never give in to a mediocre path, that if you step up and you lead because you can, you've already demonstrated that you can, then I believe that that remnant will lead by example and show in to the next generation, whether that's the next generation in your business or the next generation of children that are being raised up in your home, that we will be able to make an impact. But it's going to take you and me working together, starting today, June 5th, to make the decision that I'm not going to settle for less, that I'm not going to give in to mediocrity, that I'm not going to allow the outside influences to cause me to sit down, shut up, and do nothing but be lazy. That you're not going to chase fantasies, but that you're going to rise up, that you're going to make investments of time into yourself and into your future, that you're going to make investments of money into yourself and into your future, so that we know that at least we're doing something in the right direction. No question. So friends, here's what I have to tell you. This is June. June 30th is right around the corner. 25 days away is June 30th. I believe that if you put your focus on, I believe that if you set a goal, and I believe that if you walk towards it, because not too many people are, I believe there's no competition. I believe this month will be the greatest month that you've ever had in your entire career. I believe that this month you'll see more production out of yourself than you've ever seen in your life. I believe that your check is going to grow in the month of June. I believe that you will encounter other people all around you that are going to say, gosh, there must be something wrong with the leaves. It must be this time of the year. People are just really busy with vacations. People are just really busy with camping. People, you know, their kids are out of school, so they don't have as much free time. There will be people around you that will have those excuses. There will be people around you that will say, I'm too busy to work my business this month. Guess what? That will not be you. That will not be you. Do you want to learn how to motivate people beyond their excuses? Can you imagine the day that you get in your business where you know how to motivate people beyond their excuses? When you know how to pull the best out in people? That when you know how, could you imagine the day where you know how to lead a team through distractions to success? Could you imagine that day? Listen, I know how to do that. In fact, I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it right now. I know how to do that. Hang out with us, and I promise you, you're going to adapt to that skill that when this time of year comes around. In fact, I had one of my clients 2 years ago where I told him, I said, listen, I said, right now is the time where you and your team are going to want to get unfocused. I said, if you stick by me, I will teach you every single month how to get them busy. Here's why. Right now, it's June, July, and August. This is the next 90 days. What's going to happen in the next 90 days is that there will be thousands of people signing up in the home-based business industry. There will be thousands of people hitting record months. There will be thousands of people hitting record months. That choice as to whether or not it's you is totally yours. So in the next 90 days, and this is the thing that you want to present to your teams, for those of you that are part of a home-based business or you have a sales force in a traditional business, This is what you want to tell them. As you are out there prospecting and looking for people to bring on board, this is what you're going to say. You're going to hit those excuses head on. And you're going to say, hey, listen, I'm looking for a rare breed of people to raise up here through the summer months. A rare group of people that will see and take advantage of a unique chance to capitalize on the next busiest season of the year, which is September, October, and November. So what I'm looking for is to raise up a team to get these people fully trained and equipped and full of experience, that they will be grabbing the low-hanging fruit on the tree, because right now is when there's a whole lot of people out there distracted. And so I'm looking to raise up a remnant of people that see the low-hanging fruit on the tree, that want to be able to capitalize on what others are not willing to do, and that they'll step up and grab it and go for it. And that those people will gain, will build a huge organization in the next 90 days so that, for example, instead of you waiting till September to get busy, it's going to be just you handling the big harvest in September. But if you get out there and you accumulate some business professionals with you over the next few months, it'll be you plus however many you decide to implement now. So for me, myself personally, I'm looking to grow at least 50 brand new people over the next 90 days. And I'm looking for about 5 leaders. And those 5 leaders will each have around 10 people in their organization. So when September hits, guess what? Now we can grow 50 times versus it just being you and you alone. No matter what, the next busy season is going to come and it's going to go. And either you're going to be doing it by yourself and not be able to grow to the maximum growth that you could if you had a team in place. And so this is what we're looking for. We're looking for new, fresh blood coming into the business. We're looking for brand new, fresh people that are ready and equipped and ready to go to work. And so, for example, that those of you right now, we've got all of you that are scheduled for tomorrow and Thursday, the prospecting and closing classes. Unfortunately, those classes now are closed, my friends. In fact, there's a few more seats in the closing class, but I'm sure that there's people in the prospecting class that will be signing up in both after tomorrow. But anyway, for those of you that are in those classes, you'll have no other choice but to pick the low-hanging fruit from the tree. All of those people that are looking for a business, all those people that are looking for an opportunity, there's thousands and thousands of them. We're still going to have 100,000 people this week that are going to sign up in a home-based business. Why not it be with you? Okay? There has been many leaders who have signed up, people that are 6- and 7-figure income earners that signed up in the month of June. They have. Last year, there were people that signed up in the month of June and made $100,000. Did you hear me? There was people 2 years ago that signed up in July and made $100,000. And so here's the deal. You want to get those people. That's that unique good fruit that you're looking for. There's a ton of other people that are going to be looking for a business that are going to waste your time, but these are the ones that are deadly serious about building something now. They're on purpose to do it now, and those are the ones that you're going to grab through the next 3 months. Okay, so this is, again, tell your teams. Tell your prospects. This is what I'm looking for. When you get those brand new people, you tell them, this is what we're looking for you. We want to get the bases loaded because the home run hidden is happening soon. And so we've got to get the bases loaded right now. We've got to build the foundation through the summer months. We've got to keep our head down and get a tremendous amount of people into the business. And so you cast that vision through the summer months and you tell them, listen, everybody else is going to be out there unfocused, distracted, full of excuses. They're going to come back when the picking is like easy, and guess what? They're not going to wind up with that killer fruit of the serious people that are looking through the summer months, because that is, my friends, who is looking. The serious is who's coming in June, July, and August. So if you are focused, you got your head down and you're working, now is the time to make that happen, because you'll be the one that is going to reap the biggest harvest. Now, if you want to be able to learn how to drive a sales force, and again, this is not for all of you. Most of you can just click off right now. But for those of you that want to really drive a sales force through June, July, and August, for those of you that want to develop leadership for June, July, and August, meaning that you're not just looking for little part-time people that are going to work 5 hours a week whenever they got the time. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you raising up professionals that are, with the time that they have, whether it's 20 hours a week, 10 hours a week, or 40 hours a week, that they are driven and they've got the skill to get the job done. That's a totally different business than the other thing I just talked about. That's totally different than a bunch of people who can put in 5 hours here and there whenever they feel like it, and if things are good, then they do it. If it's not good, then they don't do it. Are you with me? I'm not talking about that kind of business. I'm talking about the kind of business where you are raising up deliberate people, where you're raising up professional people, where you're raising up people that actually do dials every single day, where you've got an organization that's closing people every single week, where you got people that are doing presentations every single day, where you got people who are motivating a sales force, when you got people who are building leverage through their entire organization, when you've got people that are promoting and promoting successfully. Are you with me? That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a few people that are going to sell a few products here and there. I'm not talking about a few people that are going to sign up people every couple of months. I'm talking about deliberately every day getting the job done. If you want to get yourself there, and now is the time to get there, no question, June, July, and August, this is the time. Those of you that take advantage of this, I can't wait to see you in September. In fact, I can't wait to see your income at the end of the year. You're going to freak out. I'm serious. You're like, oh, my gosh, I actually listened to her and actually did it, and oh, my gosh, it worked. In fact, Kathy, who is at Dynasty, she goes, that woman is right every single time. So just listen. That's a millionaire who said this. Listen to me. Okay, if you want to raise up that breed, okay, that breed of driven people that know what they're doing, they know how to do it, and they do it daily. They're getting results daily, okay? Get them in front of First Steps to Success in Virginia. Come on. You put them in that environment where they're going to be exposed. Imagine putting those people in that environment where they are being exposed with a higher skill set. They're being exposed around 6- and 7-figure income earners. They're being exposed with a diverse group of people from about 50 to 75 different companies that no one gets to know what the companies are about, by the way. They sign a non-recruit agreement. But they're being able to see their competition right there, right next to them, from their left to their right. They're sitting there with their competition, knowing that if they personally don't go out and do it, the person to the right or their left will. Imagine your people, these fresh new people that you're getting started right now, at First Steps, in an environment where they are being challenged, where their beliefs are being challenged, where they're being challenged into go for it or step out. Where they are looking at their lives and deciding, do I want to be mediocre or do I want to succeed? Where they are really learning how to talk to people in a way that is professional, that does not provoke objections. Could you imagine a sales force that when you look at them, you just go, oh my gosh, look at them. Can you imagine? Wow, look at them. Look at how awesome they're doing. Oh my gosh, so-and-so does better presentations than I do. Oh wow, so-and-so is sponsoring more people than I am. Bummer. Are you with me? Can you imagine? Gosh, I remember the day. I remember the day many, many years ago when I was watching my organization do that business and just going, whoa. I was a proud parent, an absolute proud parent. It's like when you watch your kid win an award and you watch your kid graduate, like ours just graduated. When you watch that, you're just like, wow, look at that. Look at that. Don't you want to get there? I promise you, if you put your people in an environment of First Steps of Success, as we've had so many thousands and thousands and thousands of other people who have gone through that training seminar, we've had so many people come out of there generating 6- and 7-figures. We've had so many people coming out of there and knocking over a $10,000 first month paycheck as well. This is not, this isn't rocket science, friends. We're a product of our environment. You want them to be in an environment of distractions. You want them to be in an environment of focus. What do you want for you? You want to be in an environment of activity, or you want to be in an environment of productivity. The bottom line is the soil really is going to determine the fruit. Do you understand? The soil. And we've got some healthy, healthy soil coming up in Virginia Beach. Virginia Beach, Virginia, June. Actually, Father's Day weekend. Yes. Father's Day weekend, we will be in Virginia Beach. What a great place for dad and mom. Mom, you want to bless your husband, bring him the First Steps to Success. June 17th and 18th in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I'm looking forward to it. And by the way, there's already several hundred of you coming, and we are just very excited to see you. We can't wait to work with you that weekend. We can't wait to provide that environment that's going to cause the best to come out of you. Can't wait to provide that environment that's going to pull out of you talents and gifting that you did not even realize that you had. Most of all, we look forward to simplifying your business to the point where by the time you're done with the first day, you'll be like, this is so simple. I so can do this. This is so going to work for me. That's what happens to the majority of the people that walk out of First Steps to Success is they walk out going, oh, this is so simple. I can so do this. this so is going to work for me. Can't you wait for that feeling to happen? Can't you wait for that feeling to come over you? Can't you wait for frustration to be a thing of the past? Can't you wait for fear to be a thing of the past? Well, it's going to be for the people that are in Virginia Beach, Virginia, June 17th and 18th. If you're on the website right now, on the left-hand side, click on events and seminars. You'll see a little demo video of the event and seminar itself. You'll also see a whole bunch of testimonials that you can use to drive people to build your business. These are testimonials representing our industry. We are a collective team of people that are representing the entrepreneurial spirit, that are representing home-based businesses and leveraging our time and money against other people's time and talent and money. And so that's what we have together, pulling together. So click on that right there. You can see the demo video. I highly recommend that you watch that video, either that or click right underneath where it says Virginia Beach, Virginia, register now. Click on that right now. Get yourself registered for Virginia Beach, especially all of you on the East Coast. This is not that often that we come to the East Coast, especially the middle of section of the East Coast, usually in a different area. But all of you in New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Maine, Rhode Island, New Hampshire and Vermont, Michigan, get there. This is your chance. And by the way, we're looking right now, I'm looking at a map right now that as it is right now with registration, I love being able to give this to you guys. We've got a top five states in promotion, and check it out. This is wild. Pennsylvania, you guys, actually Virginia right now, you guys are in the lead. You're number one. You better be. The number one represented state there will be Virginia. Number two so far is Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, you're on the skirt tails of Virginia, and ought to be your right next door. North Carolina is next from there, and then check this out. Florida, then Florida, and then after that is Texas. Texas, man, you guys are always in the house. You guys are doing an absolute amazing job. And by the way that we work this is that if you want us to come to you, we see how well you represent your state. And I know that there's some states over here on the West Coast that you've been wanting us to come to you. The only way that's going to happen, my friends, is if you are coming to us. So we go where we're deserved, not needed. And so I just mentioned the states that have the most people coming. If you're over there in Washington or Oregon and you've been trying to get an event in your area, or if you're in B.C., folks, again, we go where we're deserved, not needed. And right now, you guys have been in the lead for a couple of months now. Don't lose your lead now. California is the next one on the list as number six top promoted city. Not promoted city, but promoted state. So if you guys want to see us come to your area, you've got to have good representation from your area wherever it is that we go. And as you do that, then, hey, you may find us in your place. So right now, the next event, the only event that is on our calendar for you, for the United States, is June 17th and 18th. And then, of course, we've got Australia. We'll be back in Australia September 16th and 17th. We'll be in the Queensland area. We're looking at Surfer's Paradise as an area. We've got some contracts coming in. So September 16th and 17th, we're really looking at Surfer's Paradise, which is an awesome place. We're looking at that Marriott again. So get yourselves registered for Australia, again, September 16th and 17th, or June 17th and 18th in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Okay, guys, other than that, listen, I want to tell you that I believe in you, that I believe that you're set apart, that you've already shown signs of a desire that reveals your destiny. I believe that you have signs of authentic leadership within you. You've got to take the steps now to grow that. You got to take the steps now to walk towards that direction. I mentioned that earlier. Walk towards it now. Begin to do whatever it takes to surround yourself in the proper environment that's going to pull the best out in you. Staying home the weekend of Virginia Beach is not going to pull the best out in you. I know that. Staying home or going camping is probably not going to pull the best out in you. There's no question. Not having your people be a part of that is not going to pull the best out in your people. We all know that we are a product of our environment. Birds of a feather flock together. So you have to ask yourself, what do you want you and your people flocking to? You want them flocking towards a destiny of success, or you want them flocking to a destiny of mediocrity? That choice is completely up to you. And aren't you tired of making choices that are not beneficial for your future? We all have. If you're tired of making choices that are not beneficial for your future, then start today making choices that are better for you. Click on it right now and get yourself registered. For those of you, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. I can't wait to begin that prospecting class tomorrow morning. And then those of you in the Thursday closing class, looking forward to that as well. So, guys, I believe in you. I know that you can do it. Put your head down. Do whatever it takes to make June a great month. Let's grab that low-hanging fruit, and let's build a team through the summer of that low-hanging fruit that will be absolutely ready and equipped and on fire for the last busiest, craziest harvest time season, which is the fall. So let's go ahead and be that remnant through the summer. Let's knock them dead. This is the time to get the bonuses because no one else is trying. This is the time to win in the bonus pools. This is the time to get the number one recruiting rewards. This is the time to get the biggest checks because everybody else out there is unfocused except for you. You guys are focused. You guys are set apart. You are that remnant that's going to build it through the summer months and absolutely leave everybody else in your dust. There's no question in my mind. So I look forward to seeing you in Virginia. Those of you in Australia in September, I'll be talking to those of you in the prospecting and closing class tomorrow. So go to the site now, check things out, get online, get the free calls that are there for you. This call is being recorded. It will be online tomorrow. Within 24 hours, this call will be posted again on the website, as well as there's a ton of calls on prospecting and closing, which we'll be talking about next week, and as well as time management, debt reduction, all of those things are on the site, as well as we'll be at First Steps of Success. So thanks so much for your time. I'm going to unmute the lines. Everybody say goodnight and God.